Welcome to the Next Regeneration Podcast by the Osteology Foundation. We feature hot topics and novel perspectives, always with relevance to the dental career and practice. Join our hosts, Anina and Elena, as they speak with new guests from around the world each month and learn more about what's important for the next generation in oral regeneration.
Hello and welcome back to our podcast on the topic of mind-body wellness in dentistry. This episode will explore the connection between the mind and the body in the context of dental practice and discuss how incorporating mind-body techniques can help clinicians manage stress, improve also patient outcomes, and cultivate a greater sense of the overall well-being. We will speak with an expert in the field, review the latest research, and provide practical tips and techniques for clinicians who wish to integrate mind-body wellness in their daily routine. Regardless of your clinical experience, this podcast will provide valuable insights and information that can help you achieve greater success and satisfaction in your work. So sit back, relax, and join us on this journey into the fascinating world of mind-body wellness in dentistry. Right, Elena?
Yes, Anina. But before relaxing, let me welcome to our podcast, Christina Pastan, our expert in mind-body wellness. So Christina is a trained endodontist and as the first director of mind-body wellness at Tufts University School of Dental Medicine, she has the very important task to help incorporating mindfulness into the training of the next generation of dentists. As such, Christina brings a unique perspective on the challenges and stresses that can come with practicing dentistry. So we think that her insights and practical strategies for managing stress and enhancing overall well-being can be of particular value for dental professionals looking to improve their work-life balance, as well as looking for providing the best possible care to their patients. So this is why we are very excited to have her with us today. So a warm welcome to our podcast, Christina. I'm really looking forward to discussing this fascinating topic with you.
Thank you, Anina and Elena, for having me. And it's a pleasure to be with both of you today.
Hello, Christina. To start our journey on mind-body wellness, I would like to ask you what inspired you to focus on mind-body wellness in dentistry, because it's quite in a way new, at least for me and maybe also for Elena. So maybe you can tell us your story.
Well, this journey of mine was not something that I envisioned for myself. This journey was definitely something that I really feel I was called to do. And it began with an experience that I had. I've been a clinical instructor in the Department of Endodontics at Tufts ever since I graduated dental school many moons ago. And it was a September morning, and a second year resident asked me to mentor her in her first apicoectomy. And I had worked with the student before. She was extremely talented, very confident. But the morning that I walked into her operatory, she presented as a very different clinician, a very different woman. She was moving fast. She was talking fast. She started to articulate her concerns about the surgery. She'd never done this before. It was tooth number 12. The root tips were smack dab in the sinus. She was worried about perforating the sinus. What if she couldn't stop the bleeding? And as she's talking to me about all of this, some instruments were falling on the floor. And I knew in that moment I could relate to her because I once was a second year resident doing my first apicoectomy. But as a longtime practitioner of meditation and yoga, I have evolved to be a very different human being, a very different woman, a very different endodontist. And so I asked her if I could teach her a breathing technique that I practice in yoga that I knew would calm her down. And within moments, I watched her breathing slowed down, her entire body relaxed. And she looked at me and she said, I think I can do this now. And I said, no, you know you can do this. But what you're realizing is you're in the right frame of mind and body to do this. So she did her surgery. I didn't think anything of it. I talked to her how to use the breath to stay regulated during the procedure. And afterwards, she thanked me and told me I had changed her life. And I said, how did I change your life? And she shared with me that she had struggled with stress management and anxiety her entire life, and that I was the first dental faculty member who'd ever recognized it, called her out on it, but given her a tool to cope. And she shared with me that it was the most valuable skill she'd ever learned in dental school or her life. Well, when I walked to the garage after that, I knew I had a new calling, because I thought, if this is a woman in her seventh year of dental education that doesn't know how to mitigate stress and self-regulate in the midst of a difficult procedure, then the whole university, all of Tufts Dental School, needs these skills. So I went and got professionally trained in yoga and meditation, came back to the administration, and they hired me to begin this program, which I'm now in my eighth year of incorporating teaching mind-body practices to our students from the first month they come into school.
Wow, that's really impressive. I mean, in particular, I'm impressed that you refer to this as a call. So it's not a job, really. It's something more, isn't it? Because I can really feel how passionate you are about helping other clinicians, because this is what it is. It's really helping other clinicians that are in this kind of stressful situation. So you help her to cope with this situation. But, you know, before digging more into this topic, can we start from, let's say, the very beginning, defining what we mean when we talk about mind-body wellness? Because it might not be so obvious for everyone. So maybe we can start with a common definition, let's say.
Well, we know that, and we've probably all experienced this, that the state of the mind affects the way our body feels and responds. And if we are not feeling well in the body, it affects our thoughts and how we react to things. And so mind-body wellness to me is about taking care of the mind and the body equally, not just for our health and well-being, but to lower our stress, but also in the capacity to skillfully engage in life, to connect with others, and to optimally perform at our best. And so it doesn't mean that we necessarily have to feel our best every day, right? We're human beings. We're not going to feel fabulous every day. But when we are present in our bodies, present to our emotions, to what we're feeling, we're going to be more present with ourselves and to others. And as dental clinicians, we really need, and we really owe that to ourselves and to our patients.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I think sometimes we are just rushing through the day and sometimes just forgetting that we need sometimes just a bit of time, like a micro pause or something, like just take time, breathe. And I also believe very much that stress can have a negative impact when it is going on longer time on our physical and mental health, which and then influence the quality of care, maybe, and that we also provide to our patients, right? So therefore, I think stress management is very important for us in as a clinician and also as a care provider. And that leads me also to the question that what are the risks if we do not cope well with stress? So what gonna happen? So maybe you have obviously a lot of experience on that, and you saw a lot of different clinicians and cases. So what is your experience?
Well, it's very well documented, and we all know that stress wreaks havoc on our bodies. And there's no such thing as life without stress, right? We're never going to have a stress-free life. And so when we don't cope with stress, our body's need for energy will become greater than its ability to provide it. So it will then wreak health issues that affect our cardiovascular health, our immune system. We can have mental strain in a way that affects our happiness, our focus, and our performance. And so when we don't have our stress management in check, again, we're not going to be able to be our best selves, whether it's to our patients, our or the people around us that we love. And we give so much as dental clinicians to not just our patients, but our community. And so if we're not in a good place managing our stress, we're just not going to be the best for others. And our health is going to have issues as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And as you said correctly, I think we cannot be stress-free. I mean, it's impossible. We cannot like remove the stress. But I'm very interested to know, because you are an expert in this field, which types of techniques we could apply when we find ourselves in a very challenging and stressful situation so that they can help us dealing with this type of stress that we cannot obviously totally eliminate.
Well, mind-body practices such as meditation and diaphragmatic breathing are very effective techniques in managing stress. These are two of the key practices that we teach our students. They've been scientifically shown to calm the nervous system and relax the body. And so let's look at meditation, for instance. So meditation is anchored in focusing on our breathing and observing our thoughts, feelings, and emotions in a non-reactive way, which is very difficult for most people. So we have to practice it. So when we practice this on a regular basis and we're able to allow what is happening within us and around us and not reacting to challenging thoughts and feelings and emotions, right, then it spills out into our lives. We become less reactive to what's going on in the environment around us. And so many of us get stressed when we start to ruminate on our past and our future or things that we really can't change. So when we can actually be at ease and say, this is the situation at hand, and the only way to get through the situation is to move through it, and we can do that within ourselves. And when we're having a stressful day in the office, right, we're much more able to move through difficulty outside of our bodies when we can do it within our bodies. Another type of meditation is called a body scan, which involves paying attention to parts of our body, one part of the body at a time, usually from the feet up to the head, becoming aware of sensations, what the body's feeling. And when we do this, it can be very calming to the nervous system. It can ease tension in our bodies. We teach our students this. They're teaching their patients this. So it can then, you know, basically roll into practice. And then diaphragmatic breathing, consciously controlling our breath, lowers our heart rate, lowers our blood pressure, right? So we can't consciously control our heart rate and our blood pressure, but we can control our breathing. And when we make our exhales twice as long as our inhales, it engages the parasympathetic nervous system and it elicits a relaxation response. So sometimes when we sigh, right, we're like, ah, how the body just kind of lets go and relaxes. It's a long, slow exhale. And so something like this can be very supportive. What's what I taught my student that day, my resident, because it can be self-regulatory, a self-regulation tool that we can regulate and continue to breathe in that long, slow way to help us as clinicians stay relaxed during difficult procedures and interactions with patients.
Yeah, it's interesting about this self-controlling and also through breathing to control yourself again, meaning that you're stressed, so you're somehow not under control. So you have like this control mechanism which you're learning by like this applying breathing techniques, and is then also very helpful to manage the stress. I completely agree. And I was just thinking when you were talking about it, I mean, in our daily life, we are like running between patients, and I don't know if everybody has this time in the office and just to take this break also. So maybe you can give us some really practical techniques, like, you know, when we have a chair or when we are in our office. So maybe one or two examples.
Well, I love to meet people where they are. And I think one of the easiest things that we can incorporate, because, you know, not everybody wants to meditate or really wants to take the time to do this conscious breathing. But I think one of the simplest things that we can do is to incorporate 5 to 10 minutes a day to just sit with your eyes closed and just be, right? We're human beings. We're not human doings. And so when we just sit, close our eyes, and in a conscious way, not sleeping, we can just remove ourselves. We just let the body just starts to settle down. It's like sitting in silence, you're breathing, you're with your thoughts. It's like pressing the refresh button, right? We restart our phones, we restart our computers. So just sitting and being quietly with ourselves is a way to refresh, press refresh on ourselves. It's something simple that we can do. There's no right or wrong way to do it. It's just being quiet with ourselves for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Are there also some challenges? Maybe for the people, they want to start kind of practicing these techniques. Are there, as I said, challenges to incorporate the mind-body wellness and also how to overcome these?
Well, I think the biggest challenge is to recognize that we all need this, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people are in denial, right, that they need this. So that's the first one, recognize that you need it. The next challenge is to make the choice to incorporate it into your life. And so once we make the choice, right, between every patient, right, between every patient, press the pause button. Just sit quietly in your office. Do you need to run down the hall? Do you need to do something else? Just it doesn't even 3 minutes of just taking time before you go to the next patient to just set your timer, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, close your eyes and just reset yourself. Super simple. This isn't rocket science. It's really simple, but the challenge is doing it.
Mm-hmm. Probably, yeah, you're right. And, you know, the more I hear you talking, the more I feel kind of upset that these techniques are not really taught in Italy, for instance, where I live, or in UK as a routine to dental students. Because sometimes, you know, even as you said, little details or just taking a minute to breathe, they can make the difference. So I think you really found a blind spot. And I'm glad that through this podcast, we have the chance to talk about this, because I think it's going to be very helpful for all the listeners, for all of us. But I'm curious to know, for you, what does it work for you? What do you use as a method to release stress? Do you have anything in particular that is very, very helpful for you?
I think the one technique that helps me the most is diaphragmatic breathing, because it immediately has a physiologic effect on my body. I find it very grounding. I found it very calming, very supportive in managing my stress. I am an endodontist, and so I'm dealing many times with patients with swellings, patients that are in pain, patients that are fearful. And so for me, often the immediate interaction with a patient brings stress in the operatory. And so just in talking to the patient under my mask, I can be regulating my breathing, and I am able to maintain a calm demeanor within myself and with the patient. Another strategy that actually doesn't have anything to do with mind-body practices is the way I choose to book my schedule. I know that we tend to focus on production in the way that we're scheduling our patients. However, when we're overbooked and we don't give ourselves enough time, right, we won't have the time to connect with patients in the way they deserve. We might not have the wiggle room that we need when we get behind schedule. And then when we start to feel that our schedule isn't allowing time to recenter ourselves, that's when the stress can build. So I have my front desk admin add 15 minutes beyond what I think it's going to take me. And if I complete the procedure beforehand, I use the extra time to close my eyes and sit in my office, sip some tea, relax, and just be. Like I've accepted that I don't need to be in the fast track to feel productive, or, you know, that I'm on top of my game. I find it quite the contrary. I feel having that extra time makes me much more on my game and a much better doctor.
Mm-hmm. Time is the biggest gift, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly.
Which we don't always have. But yeah, I agree. I mean, probably I forget sometimes that patients, how they react and what kind of emotions they have, this affects us also. So sometimes really, when I listen to you now, I think, okay, that's true, because we deal with patients and people, and there is always an emotion here, and we have to handle it, and it can also affect us. So it is really interesting to hear it from you. And you also mentioned some of the, you know, the research behind it. And as we all are researchers and we really like evidence-based dentistry, maybe you can also give us like the scientific background behind these techniques. That would be very interesting.
When I think about the research that surrounds mind-body practices, the first name that comes to mind, and I actually had the pleasure of knowing Dr. Herbert Benson. He was actually the first person that introduced me to meditation. I went to him because I was struggling at a time in my life with burnout and was referred to him. And that's where I began to meditate in his office. And so Dr. Benson began his research. He was a Boston cardiologist, and his research began in 1969, right here in Boston at the Beth Israel Hospital. And what he was studying in his research was the effects of stress on the body, specifically surrounding the fact that his patients with high blood pressure had higher levels in his office as opposed to out of his office. And he was successful in his experiments using reinforcement models to have monkeys develop high blood pressure. And so once this research came out, a group of meditators came to Dr. Benson and said, "Why are you performing these studies on monkeys? We feel through meditation, we can effectively control our blood pressure." And so this was the first study using human subjects that showed that when people meditate, they experience physiologic changes that are exactly opposite to those brought on by stress. And so Dr. Benson's study that was published, this one was published in 1972, grounded the positive effects of meditation on the body. It brought meditation into the mainstream. Physicians started to look at meditation more than voodoo and actually think, wow, this ancient thousands and thousands year old technique is really beneficial to the body. And so he published a book soon after that research called The Relaxation Response. And this book is still one of the most read books on the science behind meditation. Many physicians are still recommending it to be read today. Another notable name in mind-body research is Jon Kabat-Zinn, who developed the mindfulness-based stress reduction course. Also, this research comes out of Boston, that incorporates not just meditation, but also breathing and gentle yoga. And through Jon Kabat-Zinn's research, he showed that incorporating these practices over time on a regular basis helps reduce stress, anxiety, depression, rumination, and emotional reaction. And so he coined this type of bringing it all together and living in a way where we bring our practices together to be present as mindfulness. And then in regard to maybe something more recent, you know, there are now thousands of research on this, but they're all really based on those two men's primary research, and everything else is just reinforcing what these two men showed back in the 70s.
Well, thank you, Christina. I mean, for sharing all your knowledge on this topic with us today. And apart from the knowledge, also your passion, because we can really feel that is a call for you, as you said, from the very beginning. And you made us aware that managing stress is essential for us, especially to maintain our own health and well-being, as well as to provide the best possible care to our patients. But before we say goodbye, is it possible for you to give our listeners maybe, you know, 2-3 key take-home messages of what you think is really crucial that we implement starting from tomorrow?
Okay, well, the first one is when you become aware of stress in your body, simply connect to the breath and just feel the breath coming in and out of the body. Super easy. Just connect to breath, close your eyes, and you will feel whether you make your exhales longer, whatever it is, just connecting to that will calm the body down. Then, once you feel that connection to breath, relax into the breath. Notice what you might be holding in the body, right? As Dennis, we hold a lot of stress in our neck and our shoulders. So making then your exhales longer, once you get to that place, feel what's happening in the body. Maybe you're going to start to see that parasympathetic nervous system will kick in. And then last, experience what's happening in your body with stress by allowing everything to happen just as it is. Whatever's happening in the mind, whatever you're feeling in the body, don't fight it. Just be at ease with it and welcome it all in with a cheerful indifference. And so bringing this three-step process to stressful moments can be very helpful in shifting from a place of tension and stress to a place of ease, which could better allow you to navigate challenges, take them on skillfully, and have a more deliberate, mindful approach to stress as opposed to having the stress take you over.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I cannot say it enough. It was really relaxing. And I think it was really interesting to see to hear the techniques and also how we can incorporate these techniques in our daily routine, that we also kind of can cultivate a sense of calm and centeredness that could also help us to navigate the demanding nature of our work with the greater ease and effectiveness. So thank you very much for all your tips. It was a great pleasure that you were here in our podcast. And thanks.
Yeah, we just need to practice now, isn't
it? We need now, tomorrow.
That's your homework. Your homework.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Next Regeneration Podcast by the Osteology Foundation. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. This helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode.